Good morning. It's good to see everyone this morning, and we appreciate the presence of everyone, especially our visitors. We're glad that you're here, and we hope that you'll have an opportunity to come back and visit us in the future. In the scripture reading that we just had from Psalm 119, the psalmist, most likely David, mentions in verse 97, "Oh, how I love your law." As we approach the Word of God and as we have an opportunity to open up our Bibles, hopefully from day to day, what is our attitude toward God's Word? Do we really love to open up our Bible? Do we really enjoy and delight reading our Bible? Or does it become something that is maybe more of a chore to us? Or maybe even boring? Or maybe it is something that's not necessarily boring, it's just something that we have to do. We have to do it in order to get our Bible class lesson. We have to do it during the sermon because Mom and Dad wants me to open my Bible. Is it something just more of a have to, or is it something that, as the psalmist says in verse 97, "I love your law"? And then later in that scripture reading, we find in verse 103, "Your words are like honey to my mouth." They are sweet. In other words, something that is enjoyable. I know that we all have foods that we like to put in our mouth that we just really like that taste. It might be chocolate. It might be something else. It might be steak. It might be something that has a taste that we just really enjoy. Is that the same feeling that we get in our heart when we open our Bible? If not, then we need to get the joy back in reading the Word of God. Because what will happen is then, in time, we will lose our interest, we will lose our joy, and we just simply will not be reading the Word of God. We'll have maybe what we talked about this morning in our Bible class, Judges 2:10, "There'll be a generation who knows not God." Or Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge." We'll just simply slowly slack off in reading the Word of God. Is the Bible dull and dusty to you? Or is it something that we just can't wait to open up? I want to talk a little bit this morning about how that we can enjoy our Bible. Many do not love God or His Word. Jesus said, "You do not have the love of God in yourselves. If you had, you would have believed what Moses had written about me." In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11, Paul talks about those who do not have a love for truth. There are some people that just simply do not enjoy God's Word. If they open it up, it's kind of a have-to approach. If they open it up, it's boring to them. They read a verse or two and they shut it saying, "Well, I don't know what it's saying, and it's not as exciting as what is on TV. It's not as exciting as getting on the internet for 30 minutes to an hour. It's not as exciting as going to a movie. And so I'm just not going to read that." We need to enjoy reading the Word of God. Just take a survey of some verses in Psalm 119. We don't have to look at all of these, but you'll get the point very quickly. Let's start in Psalm 119 and verse 14. And I would encourage you this afternoon, if you have some time, it will only take maybe about 10 minutes or so, read all of Psalm 119. I read the entire psalm in preparation for this lesson, and I was renewed again with the idea of the joy of God's Word. I would encourage you to do that. Only take about 10 minutes. The psalmist loved God's Word. He delighted in it. It was like eating honey. A figure that is used in the Word of God is that which is sweet to the taste and enjoyable to eat. Not something that is sour like vinegar, but something that is enjoyable like honey. Verse 14, "I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches." Verse 16, "I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word." Notice as we go through these verses, the word joy, the word delight. Verse 24, "Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors." Do you really joy in reading the Bible, or is it more of just something that we have to do? Verse 35, "I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart." Verse 32, and then verse 35, "Make me to know the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight." Verse 47 and 48, I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. Both delight and love used there. I will lift up my hands also into thy commandments, which I have loved. I will meditate on thy statutes. Verse 70. And again, we won't go through all of these. There's many of them that use love and delight with reference to God's Word. Is that really... We just can't wait to open up our Bible. We need to approach our study with regard to... I love to open up God's Word. Verse 70. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. Verse 77. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I might live, for thy law is my delight. Verse 92 and 97. Unless thy law had been my delight, I should have perished in my affliction. It's what helped him make it through difficult times. And we'll talk about that later with regard to the benefits of God's Word. Verse 97 in our scripture reading then. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. One thing that has been a joy to me through the years in preaching is I get to open up my Bible. It's a joy to learn something new. It's a joy to put a lesson together. It's a joy to understand the Word of God. And we all need to have that attitude when we open up our Bible. How can I enjoy my Bible? I'm going to suggest five things this morning. If I open my Bible and it's more of a, just something I have to do to get my lesson ready. I'm a teacher, I've got to get something ready. I'm a student, I've got to get something ready. These five things will help me more to, when I read, enjoy it. And we talk from time to time, especially at the beginning of the year, about a daily Bible reading. We might struggle with that because it's not really a joy to sit down and hear God's Word read. What are some things I can do to enjoy my Bible? Well, first of all, let me suggest to you, and we're going to stay within Psalm 119 this morning, I can enjoy my Bible when I appreciate what my Bible is. When I truly understand that what I'm opening up is the very Word of God, every word is the very Word of God, I can enjoy that. I'm not just reading what man wrote. It's not just the boring, dusty words of some man. It's the very Word of God. Notice how this psalm opens up in Psalm 119 and verse 1. Blessed are they that are perfect in the way, who walk in the law of Jehovah. We're talking about the law of God. We're talking about the Word of God. Look at verse 43. We're talking about truth. I enjoy opening up my Bible because every verse I read, I know that I can count on it being the truthful Word of God. And we're in a world today and in a culture today, we're seeing the rioting in Wisconsin. We're seeing the rioting in Cairo, Egypt. We're seeing it now in Libya. We're seeing it in other places that want to model the riots of Egypt. We're seeing the unrest of man. We're seeing the sin of man throughout the world. We're seeing a lot of negativity. We're seeing a lot of errors being taught. It's refreshing to come to a place where you can open it up and see something completely different. Something that's true, and it's not coming from man. Something that is positive in nature and not the negativity of man's word. In verse 43, and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thine ordinances. The only place we can get hope and joy is to turn to God's Word. And we need that in a very dark world that we're living in. Psalm 119, verse 142. Psalm 119, verse 142. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is truth. I can get the joy of Bible reading in my life when I appreciate what I'm reading. It's the truth of the very Word of God. 151. Thou art nigh, O Jehovah, and all thy commandments are true. And then verse 160. The sum of thy word is truth, and every one of thy righteous ordinances endureth forever. Paul puts it this way in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. He says that all Scripture, or every Scripture, is God-breathed. It's inspired of God. in the verse right before that, in 2 Timothy 3:15, Paul says, you have known the sacred writings. My version says, your version might say, the holy writings from a babe. You have known the sacred writings. What is this? This is the sacred, holy, very Word of God. And that should bring joy to my life when I read it. We don't have to be bothered by, well, am I getting man's word? Am I getting lies? Am I getting contradictions? Am I getting errors? Every word I read is the very Word of God. Bible reading is not a chore. It's certainly far from boring. It is the actual Word of God. And I should love it. The psalmist says, I delight. It's like honey. I enjoy it. Oh, how I love thy law. Let us appreciate, first of all, what it is we're reading, the very Word of God. A second thing that you can do to enjoy your Bible is to focus on the daily benefits that it will give you. Well, I'm going to school today. Well, it'll benefit you there. Well, I'm going to work today. It'll benefit you there. There are things that I'm doing at home today. It'll benefit you there. Everywhere you go. In other words, I enjoy reading because when I get done, there's going to be some actual, practical, daily help that I'm going to get today from it. Turn with me to Psalm 119 and let's begin reading in verse 9. Let's look at some of those benefits. We certainly cannot explore all of them this morning, but we'll list just a few. First of all, beginning in verse 9, and especially our young people this morning should appreciate this, that when I'm making some choices, I'm doing some things with other young people, what are some benefits that I can gain? Verse 9. Wherewith? In other words, what does a young person have at his disposal to help him? Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Right there. How can a young person remain clean? That is, not physically, but morally and spiritually clean. By following God's word. Verse 10, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I laid up in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Another benefit is that if I follow it, I won't sin today. So when I open it up, and if I read a little bit in the morning, especially, and we used to do that growing up, read in the morning, that will give me some help throughout the day where I won't sin. Verse 12, blessed art thou, O Jehovah, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all thine ordinances of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much in all riches. I will meditate on thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. We read those verses earlier about rejoicing and delight, but if you back up, it's because he would get a benefit from it. It would help him from not sinning. Look at verses 98 through 100. What Ken read earlier. What's another benefit? It gives me wisdom and understanding. And so when I'm out with others, I can know what is the right way or not. Thy commandments make me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. If I'm out with those in the world, I'm going to be able to choose the wise way. I have more understanding than all my teachers. If I'm at school, one benefit that I get is I get God's understanding and God's wisdom. And if I'm out among those who claim to be smart, and they're teaching worldly things, I can still even be smarter than them. For thy testimonies are my meditation. Look at this, verse 100. I understand more than the aged, because I have kept thy precepts. In other words, a benefit of keeping me from sin. It keeps me clean. It helps me to understand. It helps me to make the right way. Verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my way. It gives me the benefit of guidance. I'm just not enjoying my Bible. Well, focus on the daily benefits that you're going to get. It's going to help me control my tongue. It's going to help me to control my lusts and my desires. It's going to help me make choices today. It's going to help me help me to decide what to believe or not to believe. Give me that wisdom and that understanding. The daily benefits of God's Word. I begin to read it then, enjoying the information that it has given me. Again, looking at what the Apostle Paul said, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, do you remember what Paul said the Word of God does? It's not only the Word of God, but it is profitable for teaching, the benefit of being taught. Number two, for reproof, I get the benefit of it telling me that I need to make some changes. For correction, that's another benefit. For instruction, which is in righteousness, all the benefits of God's Word are there. It'll help correct something. It'll help change something. I'll learn something. It'll guide me. And so I begin to read with joy the Word of God because I understand the practical benefits that it is giving me. We don't enjoy things if we don't understand the daily benefits of it. We may not enjoy a diet until we understand, you know, this is really helping me. It's helping my heart. It's helping my cholesterol. It's helping my shape. It's helping my figure. And all of a sudden, I enjoy maybe those things of a diet that otherwise would not be enjoyable. I enjoy doing my homework now because I realize, hey, I'm going to get an A on that test. We've got to look at the benefits. We've got to look at the practical daily benefits, and then we begin to enjoy what we're doing. Number three, I would suggest to you this morning that if we want to read with joy the Word of God, it's not a chore anymore, it's not a boring thing, but I love to open it up. And I can't wait to get that Bible and look at something. I would suggest that you read in order to discover new and wonderful things. And isn't that exciting? Isn't that why the explorers traveled around the world? What kept that exciting? Why was there a gold rush in the 1800s? Because we're going to go out there to California and we're going to pan in the streams and I want to get me some gold. And that's something that I don't have. In fact, the Word of God in the Bible is described as fine gold and better than fine gold. Have you ever enjoyed doing something because you knew that you were going to get something new and exciting out of it? That's the way the Word of God is every time we open it up. I'm going to learn some new word. I'm going to learn some new truth. I'm going to get some background information on a passage that I didn't have before, and that's going to bring more meaning into the reading. It's like going into that gold mine digging. What keeps those miners digging? Just around the corner, one more dig, there's going to be that gold and silver showing up. Look at Psalm 119 and verse 18. I enjoy opening up my Bible because I always learn some new word. I learn some expression, some meaning, some truth, some example that I can use in a sermon or a Bible class. There's always something new coming up. And even from those passages that we've read over and over again, there's always something new coming up. In Psalm 119 and verse 18, "Open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." Some new example, some new word, some new teaching. Verse 27, "Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I meditate on thy wondrous works." And then verse 129, "Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them." Look, what makes Bible study enjoyable is when you have your Bible, and then you may have some Bible study tools with you. You may have a dictionary. You may have a concordance. You may have a commentary. You may have a Bible atlas. And you're reading there, and you're studying, and all of a sudden you're learning something new. That's great. And then you want to share it. You want to share it as a Bible class teacher. You want to share it in a sermon. You want to raise your hand in Bible class, and you want to talk about something that you've learned. That keeps it exciting. Wondrous things in God's law. We need to have an attitude toward the Word of God where we are digging into it and we are learning those wondrous things that are found in the very Word of God. How do you approach God's Word? How do you approach what is said in the Word of God? New and wonderful or dry and boring? Read to discover new things. And challenge yourself. And talk with others about that new word that you learned. That new teaching that you learned. That new concept that you learned. Something about God's Word that is new. And you want to go back and do that again. Some cross-reference, where you're studying in one part of the Bible and you find out where somewhere else in the Bible is talking about the same thing and you want to make that connection and you want to talk with others about that. That's what keeps it exciting. That's what keeps it enjoyable. And we go back over and over again to have that feeling and that enjoyment. Number four. This is similar to what we looked at earlier with regard to daily benefits, but read in order to find what connects with your life. There's something going on in your marriage, with your children, at your work, at your school, in your neighborhood, with your friends, whatever, with your family. There's something going on with you, and when you read, there is something that is going to connect with that, and that keeps it enjoyable. Look at Psalm 119. I want to look at verses 1 through 8, the first 8 verses. Notice, and what I want you to notice here is that the psalmist is talking about what he's going to do and what he's going to observe and how he's going to walk in it. In other words, he's going to make God's Word connect with him. He's going to practice it. He's going to enjoy it and put it into work in his life. Psalm 119, verse 1. Blessed are they that are perfect in the way, who walk in the law of Jehovah. In other words, they're going to practice that each day. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, that seek him with the whole heart. Yea, they do know in righteousness, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us thy precepts, that we should observe them diligently. In other words, I'm going to make a connection today with what I'm reading, and I'm going to go out and observe that, practice that. Then shall I not be put to shame when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will give thanks unto thee with uprightness of heart. When I learn thy righteous judgments, I will observe thy statutes. O forsake me not utterly. When I learn it, then I'm going to go out and observe it. You don't have to read very far in the Word of God until you find something that connects with what's going on with you. There's something that's going to touch your life in the Old or New Testament, and it's going to help you throughout the day. It's going to help you make it through those times that may be difficult. I would challenge you to read Psalm 119. The psalmist talks about how that your word helped me when I was sitting with my enemies, or how your word helped me when I was being afflicted. How your word helped me when I was grieving, and how your word helped me when I was doing this or that. There was a connection, in other words, with the Word of God and things that are going on in his life. Turn with me to verse 57. Let's look at an example of this. Verse 57. Read looking for what connects in your life. Well, I'm a young person. Is there anything there that connects? Absolutely. I'm an older person. Is there anything there? Absolutely. It's for all of us. Here's an example. Verse 57. Jehovah is my portion. I have said that I would observe thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to observe thy commandments. The cords of the wicked have wrapped me around, but I have not forgotten thy law. He was going through something difficult, and if this is David, we know by reading 1 and 2 Samuel that David had people that didn't like him. Saul didn't like him. Others didn't like him. He had people in his own family who were trying to kill him. And what kept him through that? What connection did he need with God's Word? It helped him to make it through those difficult times. Verse 62, at midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee. And we're going to, in our last point, we're going to talk about meditating on the Word of God. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee, because thy statutes, thy righteous ordinances. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that observe thy precepts. The earth, O Jehovah, is full of thy loving kindness. Teach me thy statutes. Let's keep reading. Verse 65. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, talking about himself, O Jehovah, according to thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed in thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I observe thy word. There were afflictions in his life, and he was brought back by reading the word of God. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me. With my whole heart I will keep thy precepts. Here's another situation going on in his life where he's surrounded by proud people. But the Word of God helped him. There's always going to be a connection that you can make somewhere as you're reading the Word of God with something that is going on with you that day. And when you make that connection, there's a joy in reading the Word of God that God is there to help you in that situation. And then last of all, and the lesson is yours, how can we really love opening up the Bible? And as you're walking to get it, you're excited about that. How can we have that in our life if it's not? Well, when we put our Bible away and when we close it, let's meditate and think about what we read all the way through the day. You're driving along, think about what you read. You're sitting down somewhere, think about what you've read. And what that does is it builds in you a love for God's Word. You can't wait to get back and read some more. Let's look at a few examples of this. In Psalm 119, verse 15, I will meditate on thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. Verse 23, princes also sat and talked against me. That's one of those negative situations that we have in life, and he made a connection. But thy servant did meditate on thy statutes. Have you ever been in a situation where it's just negative around you? Maybe something at work or somewhere else. And it's just negative. You know what helps you get through that? You're thinking about the Word of God. And it's almost like that other just fades out. Princes sat and talked against me, but thy servant did meditate on thy statutes. I'm not going to let that touch me. What a beautiful thing. And it gets us to really enjoy the Word of God. Verse 27. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I meditate on thy wondrous works. Verse 48. I will lift up my hands also unto the commandments which I have loved, and I will meditate on thy statutes. In other words, when you walk away from your Bible, you close it and you walk away. Because, face it, there are things we have to do throughout the day. There's work and there's other things we have to do. As you're driving or whatever you're doing, have that in your mind. And it will cause you to love the Word of God and come back and dwell on it even more. Let's look at verse 78. Verse 78. Let the proud be put to shame, for they have overthrown me wrongfully, but I will meditate on thy precepts. Verse 97. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Call throughout the day those Bible passages, and you'll love to go back to them when you get an opportunity. Verse 99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. And then 148. This is one of my favorite verses in this chapter. Is there a time of the day when you can just sort of take a break from everything that's going on? And what time of the day is that usually? It's usually, you know, that the kids are put to bed, work's over, whatever. You finally get a chance to take a break. Look at this. I love this verse. Mine eyes anticipated the night watches that I might meditate on thy word. You know what the night watches are? That's when I get to be out by myself on the wall. Nobody else is around. No distractions, no noises. I anticipate the night watches because that gives me an opportunity to meditate on the Word of God. Now, we don't have that today. What that is for us is maybe at the end of the day when the TV's turned off and the kids are in bed or whatever the case might be, I can just finally just sit down, quiet, just sit down and meditate on the Word of God. And when we do that, and when we reflect, we will enjoy reading the Word of God because it's that moment at which all of the mess that's going on in the world is put in perspective. We can focus on the Word of God. Well, I hope that that has helped in some way. How I love your law. That needs to be our approach every day. And what that'll do is, that'll keep us faithful to God. If we need to obey the gospel because we love God's Word, we'll come and do that. We'll remain faithful. And in this messed up world that we're in, we'll stay true to God's Word. But we have to love God's Word like it were honey. Now, that may not mean a lot to some, because there's probably a lot of folks out there that don't like honey. I love honey on biscuits for breakfast. Load it up. Love honey. That was, for the psalmist, a figure of that which brought joy. If you don't like honey, pick something else. Whatever it is you like to put in your mouth that tastes good, that needs to be the Word of God. Sometimes we go through a lot that's very negative and very discouraging. I mean, look at the news the past couple of weeks. It's terrible. And it brings people down. It gets people off of God, when in fact, we can have joy in our life with the Word of God. Number one, appreciate what you're reading. It's the very Word of God. Focus on the daily benefits that you're going to get that day. Immediately. Read to discover wonderful new things. A new word. A new truth. Some new connection that you're going to make with your life. Some application. And then last of all, when you have to walk away and go to school, go to work, and you're in your car or somewhere else, think about those verses. Meditate on those things. And it brings joy. You can't wait to open up that Bible again. The Bible will no longer be a chore and a bore. It'll no longer be dull and dusty. It'll be something that you delight and love in. If we can encourage you this morning to have that love for God's Word in your obedience, why won't you come? We're going to sing a song of encouragement. We want you to respond to the gospel. Come forward repenting and confessing that Jesus is the Christ and being baptized for the remission of your sins. All things are ready. Show that you really love God's Word in your obedience this morning. Or as a child of God, if you need to come back in some way. But let's all walk out this morning like David. I love your law. And I can't wait to read more of it. I hope that we've encouraged ourselves along those lines this morning. And if you're subject in any way to the invitation, why don't you come? Let your needs be made known.